Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, hey, well, a lot going on in this world. I love it. Stephen, I just saw on my dashboard under my name has Dee Wallace is the technologically challenged juicy fruity mama. I don't know if you guys remember, oh gosh, over a year ago now, something came up about me being a juicy fruity mom, and he's had that up there. But now we've added technically challenged. Gee, I guess all of you know that about me anyway. Thanks, Stephen. That's pretty funny. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. However you're celebrating love this year, that's the greeting I send you. Happy love. And there's lots and lots and lots going on that I want to talk to you about. First of all, I want to address the fires. I was doing Jennifer McLean's show this last week, and the first caller that came on said, I need to understand these fires and why this is happening. I had not asked that until we were in the moment. And basically, the channel said it is because the majority of people in California are so angry because of everything that's going on in the government right now, because we are so much more liberal out here, and are pocketed in these areas. It is literally becoming an affront to our consciousness. So I send that out to you. You know what is underneath anger is grief or fear. And I think both grief and fear can really be permeating all of us right now, unless we are remaining incredibly conscious and we're staying in choice. So the whole information that they gave me to bring forward for you today is going to tie into this. But I wanted to start with the fires because it's the most prevalent physical thing that we can put our hands on. Then I want to go into creating health. For many of us right now, this is our greatest challenge to move into the knowing. So first of all, we're going to come together and we're going to claim and direct that we receive the highest information, the highest knowledge, with the highest understanding from all thought and possibility and space between, which is my channel's definition of God. We demand that in this show today and for this entire day. And for every day thereafter. So, you know, there's a lot of people dealing with some kind of health issue. And I know we're really close, but it seems like we should have turned the corner. And so I asked for some really specific information, and this is what they gave us. First of all, you have to know, we have to know that we are the vibration of health itself. We're not trying to fix something to bring ourselves back into a state of health. we are not trying to get something outside of ourselves, like medicine or treatments, or we have to know that literally we are the vibration of the all thought, all possibility, and all space between. That is the vibration of health. Now, one of the best ways you can do that is to start using the breathing exercise. Again, 4 counts in slowly, you take a deep breath with a smile on your face and an open heart. As you exhale, you go, I am health. I am health. For 10 minutes up to 20 minutes a day, until you will literally energetic feel the shift into your knowing. I've done it with money. I'm close to doing it with health. Now, again, this was given to me by a group of psychoimmunologists, which study the brain-body connection. Again, it helped create a turnaround in health to some degree with every illness they were dealing with. But more than that, it takes you into that frequency of 200-01, which is literally knowing that you are the God that is health. Okay, now I want to also remind you, you want to say this with power, guys, not with hope, not with, okay, D told me to do this, that kind of stuff. No, with power. Okay, I am health. I am health. I'm telling you, when it happened to me with money, it was nothing short of miraculous. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Just do it. Just do it. I'm going to be a Nike spokesman here. Just do it. Okay. The second thing they took me is, a lot of you don't know that, you know the body books, but he also has 2 books called Problematic Patterns, Behavioral, Psychological, and Psychiatric Problems and Their Emotional Meanings. So it took me to this page. We're still talking about creating health, right? It took me a page about nervios. Now, nervous is a general state of vulnerability to stressful life experiences, or a syndrome brought on by difficult life circumstances, emotional distress, somatic disturbances, and inability to function. Symptoms include headaches, brain aches, irritability, stomach disturbances, sleep difficulties, nervousness, easy tearfulness, inability to concentrate, trembling, tingling sensations, dizziness, and vertigo. Now, this is the energetic cause behind nervios, which my channel says every single person in the world is sharing right now. Overwhelmed. They have the intense experience that they simply don't have what it takes to make it, and I'm going to add and handle it, and that they therefore have to drop out of life's responsibilities and demands. Who is not feeling overwhelmed? And trust me, it's not because it's the holidays. We are overwhelmed with emotional adjustments. We are overwhelmed with trying to understand a world that appears bass-ackwards from the world we know, from the country we know, from the processes we know. And I want to remind you that the channel said the the one thing that creates overwhelm more than anything else is you're not making a choice. So for the rest of the day today, whatever you're going, I don't know, and I'm not sure, make a choice. Make a choice and move on it. That's what we have to do right now. Are you going to choose love or are you going to choose fear? Make a choice right now. Okay, the next thing. Oh, they want us to balance it. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are the frequency of 200-01. So it is. Okay, it's done, guys. It's done. Now you have to live it. Be conscious of it. You know, I'm going through assistant nightmare again. This is three in a row. Another somewhat tragedy hit this last little girl. I had to let her go. And I sat down and went, that's it. It's got to be me. I'm the only, you know, I'm the only constant in the equation. And the channel kind of laughed and said, it's your same old big one, Dee. You have to give up me. I have to give up me to take care of others. But then they also added, I have to give up me to take care of me. Now, what that looks like is I have to work four jobs. I'm using examples here. I have to work four jobs in order to take care of myself. I have to give up what I want in order to make sure I have enough money. I have to give too much of myself to take care of me or to take care of others. Or the third addendum is other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. So I want you to look at all that, because if it's mine, it's yours. You know how it works. We are really being called to face our biggest core crap opportunity. Because, you know, where there's poop, there's the pony. So stay conscious and see what's running you. Okay, I want to remind you all, this is your last chance to sign up for the webinar. My God, do you not want to know what's in store for 2018? I do. Part of me is afraid to ask, and every time I say that, the channel starts laughing and says, Dee, we just want you to know it's going to be better. It's going to be easier. Another piece. There's definitely information that will be addressed on Trump, on climate change, politics, money, health. And they do want you to know that accountability will be really up in 2018. People in power will be held accountable. We all will be held accountable for ourselves and for the people that we address. Please, everybody, send your prayers up right now to all the people that are dealing with fires and losses of their homes and loved ones and the loss of their sanity by worrying whether the fires and other natural disasters are going to happen. But not from a pity party place. What do we want to direct? Peace, joy, love, calm, coolness, right? For California and all the residents of it, and for all people who are going through firestorms within themselves. All of this is going to be addressed in the webinar Wednesday night. You can sign up on imdwallace.com. And the easiest way to do it, of course, is if you get the e-blast, it's right on it. You can sign up now and get the e-blast. It goes out on Monday and you can sign up from there. But I think you're going to want to be on this one, guys. We have got to bring in information to handle this nervous, this overwhelm. Okay? If not as who, and if not now when. So participate. That's the other thing. They wanted me to talk really quickly about purpose. You know, if you're feeling depressed or despondent right now, get out of yourselves, guys. Get out of yourselves and go get involved helping somebody or something somewhere. Or learning something that will expand you. Get out of your pity party. That's your biggest purpose right now, is to come forward and really stand in your power. Okay, if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 right now so we can get you in the lineup. And they want to remind you also that whenever you balance energy, make sure you remember and hold that you are doing it for all energy in all dimensions, in all time and space. So whenever we're balancing energy, we're balancing it for God, which is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. Okay, I can go to the calls. I know that was a lot, but lots of stuff going down. All right, Susan, what's your great story?
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to make it very brief because I got a couple questions, too. First off, I came into some money unexpectedly. Then my computer died, and I took it, and they looked at it, and they said, it's fine. Found out it was just my monitor, so I came back, cleaned it up. It didn't respond at all, died again. So I thought, okay, I'll go buy a new computer, mine's really old. I went to buy the new computer, and what I was thinking was, before all of this, is I always want to go to Creation Station. So I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to start saving money. And I decided on a denominational bill, which was a $10 bill. So I thought, I'll save all the $10 bills that come my way. So I went to buy the computer, didn't like the computer that I had bought to replace the old one that was not working properly. And when I went to get my refund, guess what happened? I got most of the money, $500 worth, in $10 bills. And it all starts. I mean, I never get things like that. They usually, you know, give you 20s or something, but they handed me this deck. I'm like, I can't believe it. You know, like, am I being answered? Yes.
Yeah, I think the universe just said, you better get your butt to the next one now.
It's put away, and I'm putting away every other 10 that comes my way. And I had another miracle also happen. Last weekend, I went to a Christmas party, and it was for the NAC, which is a cultural arts center. And they always need money, so they had a basket sale. Well, I only had enough money to buy one card of tickets. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and use that money. I was going to use it for something else, but I'll go ahead and use that $5 bill and buy a ticket for something. So I looked around, saw a basket that I liked, which was silver sets, silver
plate. Get to it, Susan. Get to it.
Okay. So I bought the tickets, put all my tickets in the one basket, took my girlfriend out to rest at my house because she was feeling bad, went to buy cat food, found a $5 bill on the pavement out in front of the store, so it paid for itself. When I got back, I had won the basket.
Well, I'd say you're doing some pretty good creating, Susan. And, you know, if you create a dollar, if you create $5, it's the same thing as creating $5,000. The principle, you know, the universe is going, look, Susan, you're doing it. So I want you to make sure you acknowledge that.
I do.
And everybody listening, tying into what they gave us at the first of the show, that's exactly how you create health, too.
That was my other thing. I had two questions, basically, on health. I had a CT done last month, and my doctor didn't like it, So I'm having my surgeon look at it on Wednesday. And I'm just wondering what your guys might be picking up on it. Of my lungs.
I'm not getting anything negative at all.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Now,
hold on. That
being said, you have not continued directing what you want from your body after you got that news. And that's what happens. Somebody comes along and they appear to be a god that should know, and they give us information and we go into fear, and then we stop consciously creating what we want. So they want you to start sending the light to your lungs and working with your light and absolutely knowing that you are health itself.
Okay. I thought I was doing that. Okay.
You did think you were doing it, but you're doing it from a place of, oh, my God, I've got to save myself, instead of a place of love that feels great.
Okay. Okay. The only other thing is I fell in my rotary cuff on my left arm, which was injured before, has been bothering me, so I'm going to be having physical therapy on it to help it. And so I've been putting love towards that.
What's your question? What's behind it?
Yeah. What's behind it?
Give me a song.
Red, Red Robin.
Okay. And what side is it?
Left. Left arm.
Okay.
Left shoulder, actually.
So that's your feminine. The left side is your feminine side. Your shoulders represent carrying burdens, right? Lifting them up, carrying the weight. They're also showing me a purse on a shoulder. Is that the shoulder do you have a strap purse that you carry on that shoulder?
I sometimes carry it on the shoulder. It's a real small purse, so it doesn't weigh much, but I usually carry it on the other shoulder.
Well, somehow...
So I usually cross my body.
Crossing your body is fine, they're saying, but when you put it regularly on your other shoulder, your left shoulder kind of compensates. It kind of lifts up. Or there's something you're doing. Be aware of something that you're doing where you kind of keep raising your left shoulder and holding it there. Hold on, we're going to core belief now around the feminine, carrying the feminine burden. This page here. Okay, it's about your heart, which is the feminine, fighting with your intellect, which is the masculine. Okay? So just keep directing your body to come into balance of female and male energy.
Okay.
So hold on. They're correcting me. Female and male powerful energy. You want it to be balanced within you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah. Good creating, Susan. Good creating. Patty, you're up.
Hey,
hi,
I want to know, what I'm hanging on to that's still holding this water.
I guess that's not the right question, Patty. I don't understand the difference, but they're saying why you won't release water is the correct question. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hold on. Again, guys, I'm not a doctor. I am giving you energetically channeled information about health. 1, 2, 3. Okay. We're going to direct your I am presence, your God presence, your creative force, to balance all frequencies within your chakras. Well, my pendulum just went to a really big yes. So you do that. Let's all do that for ourselves. I am directing my I am. No, open your hearts, guys. See, you went right into it without feeling into an open heart. Okay. Now, I direct my I am presence to balance all frequencies in all chakras, in all time-space continuums, in all dimensions. And so it is. Okay, guys,
Okay. If
your chakras close down, and your chakras close down whenever there's fear or any kind of an emotional challenge for you going on in your life, your chakras close down because you think that protects you. But when your chakras close down, it stops the flow. Everybody wants you to hear those words. It stops the flow of energy. So things can't flush out. Money can't come in. Your body can't eliminate the toxins and stuff it needs to. You've got to keep your chakras and your heart open. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask one other thing?
Yes.
What do I need? What is it that the tumors in my liver are, what's their gift? What am I to learn?
Okay, good question. That's your God.
Okay. Got it.
So, again, it goes back to what we talked about in the first. Anybody coming in late, you got to go back and hear the first of the show. Do whatever you can do to literally know that you are the vibration of health. Just focus on that, Patty. Focus on that.
Okay.
And
remember
that I told all of you the liver is the home of love. In all relationships, including the relationship with the self, that's where the frequencies of love in relationships reside.
To focus on love and know that I'm God.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the lungs are the same way, and the back?
That's the right question. I get a yes. I get a yes.
Okay.
And I say there's something else to ask, I get a no. I've ordered a new camera, Patty, so I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thank
you, and I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. We're all with you. Let's just all stand with Patty in this love challenge she has around her cancer. We're not here to fight it. We're not here to beat it. We're literally here to say cancer doesn't exist. It's an illusion. And I am only focused on being health, not getting healthy, being health itself. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Paula in San Francisco, you're on, baby cake.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You
and
bet.
I hope you are, the fire is where you
We're
live.
Okay, it's, thank you.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, because I'm in the Bay Area and we had the, Santa Rosa, all that's up that way.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Horrible.
Yeah. My question has to do with at work, there's like a coworker who's, I don't even know how to word it. I'm trying to do it as fast as I can.
It's all right. Take a breath. Just explain to me what's going on.
It's like she doesn't acknowledge other people's contribution, and she's like self-promoting. And it sounds like it's all, work she's done, and it doesn't acknowledge the team effort.
Okay,
and
why do you need the acknowledgement? That's where
exactly.
We're starting.
Yeah.
See, she's pushing your button.
She
now,
is.
All right, guys, I want, this is going to make it so easy for you to understand why this happens in your life. You're a puzzle piece, okay? So right now, Paul is a puzzle piece, and the carved out part is, I need acknowledgement, or I don't know I'm doing a good job. Let's just sum it up like that, and then I'll check it. So here comes her coworker, and she is, you know, I need acknowledgement, and therefore I'm not going to acknowledge anybody else. Oh, look, my puzzle piece that sticks out here fits perfectly in your carved out. We're
yep.
just two peas in a pod. Can you understand that?
Yep.
Okay. So now they want to give you a core belief around why you need acknowledgement, and they're going, this is very much your little girl running the show, Paula, and
mm-hmm.
it came in around 1 to 2 years old with your dad. This page here. I'll never be good enough.
Yep.
Which is, by the way, what she's dealing with. You guys are just coming to it from totally different perspectives, but you're working on
yeah.
the same thing.
Yeah.
So
I see that.
Okay, great. If you, as soon as you have the information, baby, you can turn it around. You've already started. So.
But then you say, like, you could go, like, choose love or fear. You know, like to.
Yes, but
you
can
know.
You love yourself enough to acknowledge that you're good enough? Because if you can't find that place in you that says I'm good enough, you're going to keep
yep.
attracting people that says you're not good enough, Paula.
Yes.
So that you can get mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Like I've
yep.
done with my assistants. I'm not going to give me up to take care of other people anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? So
yeah,
all
this
of us,
feels really good.
Yeah. You want to go inside and work with your light and work with your little girl, honey, because she's really running the show here. Did your father
yeah.
acknowledge you when you were younger?
I don't know. He was gone a lot, and
the channel is saying to me, you were only acknowledged if you did a good job.
Because yeah, I just feel like I was invisible.
Yeah, well, and that's how she's making you feel, isn't it?
Yes, and so
okay.
then I've been standing up and being visible, but not like anger and blowing up or anything like that, but just standing my ground and being visible.
Well, that's fine. Watch
but
what happens when you actually shift within you. You every moment, every thought, every day, wow, I know I'm good enough.
Yeah.
I rock. I am so awesome. And by the way, start telling her how great she is. Which is the antithesis of how you want to react, isn't it?
It is.
But
absolutely.
Knowing that you're both working on the same thing, just
yeah.
make it a game, Paula. And I want to hear back from you, please.
Okay.
I want to hear back. Give it about a week and see what happens in the workplace. But you've got to be really conscious and work on it, okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You bet. Oh, it was such a great example, guys. And your body, the channel is saying your body works the same way. Your body is like a relationship. It is going to respond to how you hold yourself within yourself. So when you truly know that you are health, your body has to fit into a perfect puzzle piece with you to give you that. Oh, that was awesome. We're going to Michelle in Chicago. Hello, darling. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing as best as I can. I wanted to call in, and I listened to Jennifer's show on Wednesday as well. I lost my job a month ago, which was quite shocking for me as well as so many others. I was
okay.
One of the tops in my field.
Michelle,
yes.
Stop.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, do you know that there's a part of you that wanted to let go of that job?
Yes, but I wasn't quite ready for this.
Yeah, well,
yet.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it works. See, you kept putting out there, I need this job and I need to keep it, but I really don't want to be here. And not really wanting to be there was much louder than the other one. So why didn't you want to be there anymore?
I think I loved what I did, but I was frustrated in the way the company was run.
Boy, I know that one. Okay, so now they want to go to a core belief. Hang on, this page. Okay, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or everyone else has to abandon me. So they're showing me my show that I just finished. They're saying this is very much the same thing. We value what we do. We know we're good at it. We want to be respected by other people in doing it. We want to feel heard. We want to feel like we're a part of the team, right? And and neither one of us were feeling that at the places we were at. Is that correct or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not
okay.
With the people, but the company, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So in order to value yourself then and come through for yourself and honor how you're feeling, you had to abandon yourself by losing the position. Now, this was going on with a lot of people within this organization. Is that true?
I'm not sure. Them feeling injustice.
Well, were there other people that got let go?
I don't know. I really don't.
Okay. Well, there were, according to what I'm hearing. And it's because of this confusion. My God, how can I stay here and value who I am and what I do and what I have to give? Which is exactly my experience on the show that I was on. So they want you to know, don't get all kerflumped about this or kerflumped or whatever, right? All you have to understand is, you created this because you are ready, willing, and able, those all test out, to be more valued at an even better position.
Which sounds wonderful. I just don't know what that position is or where.
You don't have
to.
You don't have to. You just have to keep yourself in alignment with how it's feels to be respected and honored and valued for what you give. But see, you're right now, and they're reminding me to tell everybody again, your present circumstances have nothing to do with your future. Unless you choose to stay a victim and do not consciously create what you want. So what you want is a fabulous job, which, by the way, it's all going to happen after the holidays, so relax. If you want to put some stuff, some feelers out, some stuff out now, that's great, as long as you send those out with joy and love and knowing. But it's probably going to happen after the holidays, this job. You're fine, you're secure, you know that. Don't go into the drama of all of it because you will you will create what you don't want then.
Right.
Okay? We're taught to go into the fear and the drama, and that's what you have to choose to create
right.
differently. Okay? So how would it feel to get up every day and go to a job where you know you're loved, and they go,
yeah.
oh, my God, we couldn't live without Michelle. She's a, we love what she offers this company. We're even going to pay her more than the last place. How would that feel,
wow.
Michelle?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome,
so,
but at the same time, kind of unbelievable, you know?
Well, so do you want to choose that it's believable or unbelievable?
Yes. Yeah, no, I want to choose that it's believable, and that's
okay.
what I'm playing with. Yeah.
So you just go in, you do exactly what I walked you through.
Yeah.
And visualize you walking into a company where you walk through the door and everybody stands up and goes, oh, Michelle, and people run up and they put their arms around you and some people applaud, see that paycheck that they're handing you and going, oh, my God, it's a dream come true. So you see, when
yeah.
you do that, you create you making the choice to be open to believe.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Is there anything you can see on what this job might actually be?
No.
Hmm. Does it have anything to
do? Go ahead.
I've been interviewing for a position right now that has been dragging the last 3 weeks, and I wonder if it might be with this company.
You have to always go to your own knowing, right?
Hmm.
Because you know
yeah.
you're the highest knower for you. But
right.
I get, in this moment right now, I get a no because you and the company aren't in alignment. So right off the top of your head, if I said, what's out of alignment with you and this company, what would it be?
Well, it's not exactly in the field that I would like to be in, though it deals with wellness.
Okay. So in other words, I'm going to settle because
yeah.
I can't imagine that I can have everything I want. See, you've been doing that pretty much all your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to settle.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give it a shot and not settle. You're doing it out of fear instead of consciously creating what you want.
But you see me after the holidays with some sort of
it doesn't
company.
Matter how I see you, Michelle.
Yeah.
It matters how you see you. How do you
yeah.
see you? What do you know? Do you know that you're going to be working at a job that you love and getting great pay? Do you know that? As soon as you know that, somebody will
yeah.
call. That's the way it works.
Hmm.
You get you in alignment with what you want.
Gotcha.
All right, baby. You can do this.
Oh.
You can do
yeah.
this. It's
yeah,
a choice.
Thank you.
You bet.
Right.
Come on, be powerful.
Right.
You can do this.
I know. It's funny because I'm taking classes to be a health coach, but I won't be done with those till August. So that's why I struggle with, am I paying the bills now until I move into what you're talking about me doing.
You've already started moving into it, Michelle.
Okay.
Don't wait for anything. You just
yeah.
get up and create what you want and then let the
gotcha.
Universe work it out in a more miraculous way than you ever will.
Awesome.
Your jobs, guys, are to get yourselves in alignment with what you want so that
yeah.
all of you is integrated into the message you're sending out to the ionosphere. Thank you, baby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You
take
bet.
Care.
Always. All right, Lynn, what's up?
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I just emailed you an article that I came across yesterday talking about the connection between the brain and the gut. And it these scientists are actually calling it like your second brain, because there's certain receptor cells in your brain that they're finding are exactly the same cells that are from your esophagus down to your colon, like in the lining. So I kept hearing, send it to D. So I sent it this morning, and then
you were talking about this morning,
and I don't know if it has to do with anything, but.
Well, it has to do with a lot of things, because, you see, if you're just trying to heal your gut, let's say you have leaky gut syndrome, you're not working with your brain.
Right.
So you got to work with both brains, because your entire body and all the cells in your body and blood have to work together.
Right.
I actually believe Dr. Brodici addressed this in one of the webinars that we did together. But
yeah, I remember that.
You know, your gut is the kind of the chakra place that holds all of our fears and limiting beliefs and, you know, fear of sexuality and all those earthly bound limitations. And just look at some of the verbiage that we use. Oh my God, it just hit me in the gut. When that happened, it just hit me in the gut. I'm so sick at my, it makes me sick to my stomach when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, you have to direct your brain, choose to direct your brain to send to all the parts of your body health and balance. When things are in balance, things are in a healthy state. So back to this Nervios thing that I read. When we're overwhelmed, we're totally out of balance. And the world is out of balance right now. But that doesn't mean you guys have to be. We can be in the world, but not of the world. Because we are self-creators.
Right.
I will. There's something in that article that pertains to the webinar on Tuesday night. So I will be sure and address it, Lynn. Thank you for sending it to me, honey.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I just wanted to say that my experience with my mother transitioning, you know, passing away, and me being there with her, the work that we do, if there was any, like, sliver of, like, a question, was completely just answered. Like, there's such a knowing in me now, and whenever it goes off and I feel the fear, I'm like, I've been doing the breathing exercise then about, you know, my mantra is I am safe with a smile on my face, and I am free with a smile on my face, you know, when I'm exhaling.
Yep.
And
good
for
you, Lynn, because it's working.
Thank you.
They're like, you know, they all, when they want to acknowledge something, they show me that, like, these sea of guys, beings in white robes, and they're standing there applauding. I love
awesome.
It when they it's a real acknowledgement. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, baby, and thank you for that testimonial, and thank you for loving yourself enough.
Yes.
And being
thank you.
Consistent. You know, you've been on this journey for a few years, and it's been worth it now, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's everything, and I thank you and the community. And you're right. It takes me a conscious decision. I mean, I literally go, no, I'm going to decide this. And it reminds me of, like, in the Bible when Jesus said, you know, in his presence, this person in front of him could not have that illness, right? And he healed him, and then he said, go and turn the other cheek. Like, don't tell anybody, don't talk about it, and if something is not that, look away as something that is better.
That's right.
So, it keeps you in that place of that higher vibration. Yes.
Turn away from the negative. Turn away from even the belief that there is that illness.
Right.
Only the state of balance and health. Thank you. Thank you, beautiful. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, babe.
I'm getting lots of stuff, particularly about the job.
Good.
But my one question is, upper right thigh area. I'm feeling some numbness and tingling every once in a while when
back.
I'm standing.
There's something out in your lower back. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Something out in your lower back. And it's muscular as well as structural. Do you have an osteopath?
No, I do not.
Well, I would look for an osteopath as opposed to a chiropractor, unless you have a chiropractor that knows how to work with muscles and tissue and stuff like that. Because something's out and needs to be adjusted, and that will help. There's work around the tissue and cellular stuff that needs to be done too, and that's what an osteopath is trained to do.
Okay.
Energetically, we're going to a core belief. Oh, it's just it's just you're moving into really knowing that you are the powerful God of you, Kathy, and stepping into that power. Is it on the right side?
Yes.
Yeah. Step into that power. Just say, I am ready, willing, and able, and it's safe to step into being the powerful me, the powerful God of me. Okay? That's the important word. It's safe.
Yeah.
This is a big past life thing for you, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And it started in the womb. It's almost like, oh, my God, am I safe to be born? Well, now you've conquered a lot of that. Now is, oh, my God, am I safe to be as powerful as I know I am? And you are. So help your little girl and all your past lives, little girls, to know that, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Yep. Awesome. Kimmy, you're up, but you got to be fast. We're almost out of time.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Blown away by the show. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Well, good. That was short and sweet. Thank
you. Well, yeah. Cause, okay, bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Catherine in New York, again, got to make it real quick here.
Thank you for taking my call. This health issue, or non-health issue, I'd rather say, believing that it's already cured.
What is it, sweetheart?
Something in my abdomen area, they say, has grown.
What do you mean, something? Is it a tumor? What is it?
Well, that's what they're thinking. I'm having a further test done tomorrow.
Yeah, I get that the words they're giving me, Catherine, is an overgrowth of bacteria.
Okay.
So make sure you ask them to do a test for, you know, overgrowth of bacteria. Which could include parasites. Have you been traveling?
No, the last place I went to was Canada last year.
Hold on, does anybody switch? No, we both want. Well, I get it started that far back.
Really?
Yeah. Is that when all this started? They're giving me the words, that's when she picked it up. So, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but usually, Catherine, when they give me information like this, it at least leads to what the ultimate answer is. But again, please do not go into fear. That's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
Say, okay, I've got this information. I'm going to use all my power to create what I want now. Work with your light. Take your light there. Love that tummy. Love that area. Right? And
yes.
Guys, those of you that are challenged with some health stuff, I want you to start saying, I know. I know what it is. I know what the answer is. I know I'm in a state of balance and health. Because the more you say, well, they don't know what it is, and they don't know, and I don't know. Do you understand? You're literally directing yourself not to know. You've got to state, I know, so the knowing can be delivered to you. Got it?
Yes. Yes.
All right, darling.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
Good luck.
You.
You bet,
sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Happy holidays.
You
Thank
too,
you.
Darling. Miss Maria, I'm sorry. I don't have time. I was trying to. Almost made it, but not quite. All right, guys. I want you there. I want you to help channel the amazing energy in Predictions Week. We'll also, I don't know, I've really not ever done this. It feels more like psychic stuff to me, but we will be channeling personal stuff also for the next year. So, of course, dovetailing back into the message from the whole. So, please, it's this Tuesday, 7 to 9. Be there, be square. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, and love yourselves and be powerful, guys. Use your power. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because darn it, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.